How did you get interested in UFOs, and have you ever seen one?
I got interested in them when I saw one, which I suppose answers them both. It was a usual thing, a very distant light in the sky, but travelling in all sorts of directions, at all sorts of speed, and, you know, changing directions very quickly and erratically. So obviously not a meteor or anything like that.
Sure.
And I joined before a British UFO Research Association when I was about 14, I think, maybe 12. My stepfather had seen some stuff. He lived up in Falkland near Bodybridge, which was a hotspot for a little while, some time ago. And then dropped it for a while, you know, got older, found beer and stuff, and got back into it a while later when the internet was sort of first around in Britain, I think, 94, 95. And there was just so much stuff available on the subject on the internet. It was incredible. And, you know, you see all the rubbish and all the sort of fake footage and abduction stories that may or may not be true. And then you find things like the Disclosure Project, where you've got 400 military witnesses, you know, radar controllers and the like. Mm. And it's just, it's damning evidence, because it's from the horse's mouth.
Yeah.
You know, these are the guys that relied upon whether or not to launch nuclear missiles at Strategic Air Command. So it's very relied upon people.
Yeah.
And to me, word of mouth, our whole legal system works on witness testimony. And that's very powerful witness testimony. So for me, that was a good starter, a good convincer.
Sure.